This is 5 O'Clock Shadow. I'm Robert Knight in New York. And we're now joined by Devon Pendleton from Boston, where there is quite a lively occupation movement going on there. Welcome to 5 O'Clock Shadow, Devon.
Hello, Robert. How are you doing?
Just great. Well, things are really cooking here in New York. What have you got in the Boston chowder for the occupation movement?
Well, it's been a little wet up here, but we've definitely we got our camp set up pretty strong. We've got a pretty tight-knit community forming, and we're really starting to get to work today. I cleared up for a few hours earlier on, and it gave us some sunlight to get out and get some information out to the people of Boston. I'm working with Outreach personally, which is our General Assembly decided would split into four groups to tackle campuses, labor unions, and workers, one group for neighborhoods and families, and another for pre-established social work. Charities and food shelves and stuff like that around the area, and we're just going to try and, you know, show people we're here to make an impact and we're here for a better future, you know.
What are the tactical circumstances of the Boston occupation? Are you at a Federal Reserve Bank? How many people are sleeping over or showing up? What is the situation on the ground, and how many people are involved, and have they faced any jeopardy or intimidation?
We are on the Rose Kennedy Greenway in front of the Federal Reserve Building on Dewey Square in Boston, and we've got about 60 tents now, I would say, a medical tent, a food tent, media is all set up, and we've got a pretty big tent going now. I would say there's probably about 60 to 80 people spending the night here on a daily basis now, and people have been coming through all day and showing us a lot of support. There's been donations and everything we need's kind of just been flowing in. A lot of people are really excited to see this coming here, and they're really, really excited to see where we can take it.
Why the Federal Reserve Building?
We believe that this is a good place to start with sending a message to them that we aren't going to take the same, more of the same. We're not okay with that, and we're here to start implementing change the way we discussed that we want to implement change.
Devon Pendleton, you are at a location that is rich for insight and activism, being in the environs of the Harvard and Cambridge University and other Boston University and other systems there. Has there been a strong student movement or participation?
That's actually the section of this this whole outreach program that I decided to take to heart myself, because I feel like the young students around here have so much potential and they have so much to offer to the movement, and so many brilliant ideas, and that's why we decided to really reach out to the campuses around here. I know we have representatives at least BU, BC, Emerson, LaSalle College, Cambridge University, MIT, as well as I want to say Suffolk. We have a couple reps as well. And this Wednesday is tomorrow, actually, is a National College Walkout Day, and we're going to try and use that to send a big message to the rest of the students that, you know, we're here to stay and we're here to make a difference.
That's interesting. That would be a national phenomenon, not just in your region around Boston. Tell us a bit about that, because other campuses are listening.
Yeah, it's been something that I've heard about a few years ago. I was told, you know, just to get up and walk out of class in my freshman year, and I had nothing to do with that. I wanted to be there. I wanted to be listening to what my professor had to say. But, you know, when there's something as important as this movement going on and we really need to keep the momentum that we have going, I think that we'll find the word of mouth will really help to spread this like wildfire, and we'll really see a lot of student activity tomorrow and a lot of interested students and new faces coming to the camp to see what they can do to help.
Well, Devon, have you, at the Boston occupation of the Federal Reserve at the Rose Kennedy Green and environs, been in touch with other cities that are engaged in similar organization? Is there a national intercity coordination that you're aware of?
We have a lot of experience here from Occupy Wall Street. We have at least four or five people that I know of that have spent pretty much most of the time that it's been going on down there and have been really involved in that. And they're trying to help us get organized and keep our General Assemblies and our our democratic process under control and make sure that everything gets done the way it needs to be done. And that's been really helping. We also had somebody come up yesterday with a new copy of the publication that Occupy Wall Street just put out, the Occupy Wall Street Journal. So we really appreciated seeing that. We'll be trying, I believe, is the opinion of the group, that we'll be trying to put out our own similar publication very soon with some insight from what we've got going on here and what people are thinking.
Well, thank you for taking time out, and I'm sure that New York and so many other dozens of cities across the country send regards and solidarity or whatever fraternal and sororital greetings are appropriate. And I hope you stay warm and dry, and the best to all of your co-occupiers.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for covering it.
All right. This is 5 O'Clock Shadow on the Pacifica Radio Network, originating at WBAI. I'm Robert Knight in New York.